5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. All engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Welcome to Varsity Ward Primary Podcast.
Thank you for joining us.
Primary is the best.
Let's get ready to learn something new.
Oh, yeah.
I wonder what fun things we're going to learn today.
Hello, primary kids, and welcome back. Can you believe this beautiful weather? I hope you've been able to get outside and enjoy it with your family. We have an awesome podcast for you today, and something a little different. At the end of the chapter reading, listen for a special message from Bishop McLaughlin and from our new Bishop, Potker.
Announcements!
Don't forget to join Sister Strang in Zoom singing time on March 28th at 11:45. We also wanted to remind you about the bingo cards. If you still have them kicking around, you can bring them to me, and I still have some prizes for you. We also wanted to remind you of General Conference. That is coming up at the beginning of April. It's April 3rd and 4th. Remind your families to join in. Now we will hear Article of Faith number 3 by Annie Robinson.
We believe that the coming Christ,
humankind may be saved.
The answer to the Lord.
The answer of the gospel.
Next, we will hear messages from Bella Flexhog and Brixton Vardy.
The prophet tells us what we should do.
The prophet today
is President Nelson.
The plan of salvation answers 3 major questions. Where did we come from? Why are we here? And where are we going? We lived in heaven as spirits before we were born. We came to earth to get a body and be tested. We know that after we die, we will be resurrected. The plan of salvation brings me happiness because I know I will see Jesus again and be with my family for eternity.
Did you know?
Hi, my name is Annie. I love drawing unicorns.
My name is Bella. I love pineapple and watermelon. I like playing with my sister. I love Christmas. I love playing Bowie's Nut.
My name is Brixton. I want to be an artist and I love to play the piano.
Get ready for teacher time!
Hello, everyone. My name is Sister Posey, and I and my husband, Brother Posey, are the CTR6 teachers. For those of you who are six, Brother Posey and I want to say hello to all of you, and that we look forward to meeting you sometime soon, hopefully face to face. For now, we will do our best to find you and to visit you on your doorstep. Sister Roar has asked me to say a few words about our Come Follow Me lesson from this past week. I hope that each of you are able to do the Come Follow Me lesson with your own families, and that you are all trying to do your best to choose the right in all that you are doing. In the Come Follow Me lesson, there's just a little part about sustaining your church leaders. I'm sure that you can remember being at church and seeing everyone raise their hand when the bishop or one of his counselors asks us to approve of a name that the Lord wants to fulfill a special role, like a primary teacher or a music leader or even cleaning the chapel. There are many jobs that need to be done to make our ward successful and happy. And no matter what it is, we all must work together and support each other. This is what sustaining is. It is telling the Lord and our bishop that we support the person who has been asked to fulfill a special responsibility. So next time you are at church, or even if you are at home and using Zoom, you too can raise your right hand and sustain whoever is called to fulfill a special role or a job. I am really grateful for the gospel of Jesus Christ, and I'm grateful to belong to his church. I am really grateful to be a primary teacher, and I look forward to meeting again in the chapel as a primary. Until then, I still leave you my testimony of the Savior and his teachings, and I say this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Missionary Minute.
Hey everyone, this is the Missionaries. My name is Elder Piney. I'm from Hurricane, Utah, and I love the sport pickleball.
And I'm Elder Webb. I'm from Safford, Arizona, and I love playing sports. I love playing soccer and football. And today we wanted to share with you guys our favorite article of faith.
This is article of faith number 4. It says, we believe that the first principles and ordinances of the gospel are first, faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Second, repentance. Third, baptism by immersion for the remission of sins. And fourth, laying on of hands for the gift of the Holy Ghost.
This is my favorite article of faith because it talks about the most important things to us in our lives. Faith is so important, and all the other things are important too. Repenting and being baptized, those are awesome things that really help us in our lives. And the most important thing is the gift of the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost will help us in our lives to help us choose from right from wrong. We hope you have a great rest of your Sunday. Bye.
Bye.
Chapter 15, A Mission to the Lamanites. Jesus wanted more people to hear about the gospel. He wanted some of the saints to go on missions. He called Oliver Cowdery to go on a mission to the American Indians. These Indians were also called Lamanites because some of them were descended from the Lamanites in the Book of Mormon. Jesus wanted the Lamanites to read the Book of Mormon. He had promised many prophets that the Lamanites would have the Book of Mormon. Now it was time to keep that promise. The Book of Mormon tells the Lamanites about their ancestors who lived hundreds of years ago. It tells them about important promises Jesus made to them. It helps them believe in Jesus. It teaches them to repent and to be baptized. Other men wanted to go with Oliver Cowdery to preach the gospel to the Lamanites. The Lord said 3 of the men could go. First, the missionaries went to some tribes in New York. The missionaries gave the people the Book of Mormon, but only a few of them could read. Then the missionaries went to preach to some Lamanites in Ohio. These people were happy to hear about the Book of Mormon and learn about their ancestors. The missionaries left Ohio and went to a town named Independence in Jackson County, Missouri. There were many Lamanites in Missouri. The missionaries preached the gospel to them and gave them the Book of Mormon. They were very happy and thanked the missionaries for the book. Other people in Missouri did not believe the restored gospel or the Book of Mormon. They told the missionaries to stay away from the Indians. The people said soldiers would chase the missionaries away if they did not leave. Saddened, the missionaries went to teach other people in Missouri. One of the missionaries was named Parley P. Pratt. He went to Ohio to tell Joseph Smith what they had done. Parley said their mission had been good, and they had taught the gospel to many people. Chapter 16. Joseph Smith and Sidney Rigdon learn about Zion. While Oliver Cowdery and his friends were on their mission, they stopped near Kirtland, Ohio. They met a man named Sidney Rigdon, who was a leader in another church. The missionaries gave Sidney Rigdon a copy of the Book of Mormon and taught him the gospel. Sidney read the Book of Mormon and prayed about it. Heavenly Father told him the gospel was true, and Sidney was baptized. Sidney Rigdon told the members of his church to listen to the missionaries, and many of them did. Soon, 1,000 people were baptized in Kirtland. Sidney Rigdon wanted to meet Joseph Smith, so he went to New York. After Sidney arrived, Joseph Smith received a revelation for him. In the Revelation, Jesus said Sidney Rigdon would do great things. He would teach the gospel to many people. He would baptize them and give them the gift of the Holy Ghost. Jesus also told Joseph and Sidney that some parts of the Bible had been changed long ago. Other important parts had been taken out. Jesus said he would reveal to Joseph Smith what parts of the Bible should be corrected. Sidney was to write down the corrections as Joseph spoke them. One story that is incomplete in the Bible is about Enoch, who was a great prophet. His people were so righteous that the Lord called them Zion. Enoch's people also built a city named Zion. In Zion, people loved each other and took care of each other. No one was poor or unhappy. Everyone in Zion obeyed Heavenly Father's commandments. The people were so righteous that the Lord dwelt with them. Then he took the people of Zion to heaven to live with him. Jesus told Joseph Smith that the saints should build another city named Zion. The city would be beautiful. No bad people would live there. Those who lived in the city would love each other and be happy. Jesus said he would come and live with them. Chapter 17, The First Bishops of the Church. Some people in New York were mean to the saints and wanted them to leave. Jesus told Joseph Smith to leave New York and go to Kirtland, Ohio. Joseph and Emma, Sidney Rigdon, and Edward Partridge went to Kirtland. Joseph and Emma lived with a member of the church named Newell K. Whitney. There were about 1,000 members of the church in Kirtland. They were trying to obey God, but they did not understand all of the gospel. Joseph prayed and received a revelation. Jesus told him that the saints in Kirtland needed a bishop. The bishop should use his time to teach and help the saints. The first bishop in the church was to be Edward Partridge. As more people joined the church, more bishops were needed. Newell K. Whitney was called to be the second bishop of the church. Jesus told Joseph that the bishop should take care of a storehouse. The saints should give food, clothing, and other offerings to the bishop to place in the storehouse. Then the bishop would use these things to help any saints who were poor or needy. Jesus also said that the bishop should receive the money that the saints give to the church. The bishop would use this money to pay the bills of the church and to help the poor. The bishop should love the saints and try to help them. He should meet with the men who have the priesthood and talk about what they are doing to help the saints. A bishop leads the saints in each ward. A branch president is like a bishop. A branch president leads the saints in each branch. Today there are thousands of bishops in the church. I love learning about the church in the early days. The saints wanted to grow in the gospel, but they didn't know exactly how to do it. Jesus gave revelation to Joseph Smith that they needed bishops. They needed someone who could teach, guide, and direct them in righteousness. Isn't it cool that it is the same today as it was in Joseph Smith's time? We have our very own bishop in the Varsity Ward in Lethbridge, Alberta. He receives revelation for our ward and can help guide us on the right path to Heavenly Father. Bishop McLaughlin is a wonderful man, and we are grateful for his service. And now we have the opportunity to support Bishop Pocker. I know that these men were called by God, and that they can be great blessings in our lives.
Hi, primary children. It's Bishop McLaughlin. As you know, I was released as Varsity Ward Bishop last week. It was a sad day for me. I loved being your bishop and being guided by the Lord in helping the members of Varsity Ward. Bishop Potker is your new bishop, and I love him and his family. He will be a great bishop. One of the most fun things I did as your bishop was to meet with you to talk about baptism and the important promises you make to your Heavenly Father. It was great to see you start your own journey on the covenant path back to your Father in heaven, and for some of you to be at your baptism. I was sad to miss some of your baptisms due to COVID, and I am sure they were great spiritual experiences. I made a list of primary children I met with for baptism. It's pretty long. I remember visiting with Autumn Levitt, Parks Orr, Danny Harris, Daxon Jensen, Austin Levitt, Marin Navratil, Spencer Rolfson, Carter Levitt, Reese Nielsen, Brixton Vardy, Sophie Levitt, and Layla Martinez. I enjoyed it when we were still meeting together for church, and you would come by my office after church on your birthday for a birthday treat. I will miss seeing you. I remember one day arriving at the bishop's office, and I had suffered a heart attack. Well, not a real heart attack, but my door was covered with all sizes and colors of paper hearts. It was so fun to feel your love. I have been asked to share a couple of things about me you might not know. Did you know that my favorite dessert is vanilla ice cream with homemade chocolate sauce and sprinkles? Yum! Did you know that one of my favorite activities is riding my mountain bike, especially on steep hills in the coulees? It has been fun being your bishop. I love you lots and learned a lot. I know that Jesus is head of this church and he provides revelation to the leaders in his church to help members. I know he also gives revelation to each member if they seek to know his will for them and how they can be better members of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, and to be kind to each other and to help each other. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
Hello, Varsity Ward Primary. This is Bishop Potker. I look forward to getting to know you and thought I'd take a moment to tell you a little bit about myself. I come from a family of 10 kids, 4 boys and 6 girls. Growing up, I always wanted to be a farmer. My favorite color is red. My favorite food is probably pizza. I served a mission in Nicaragua and learned to speak Spanish. And lastly, one of my favorite scriptures is Doctrine and Covenants, section 6, verse 36, and it says, "Look unto me in every thought, doubt not, fear not." I like this scripture because it teaches us that we don't need to be afraid, and that if we believe in Heavenly Father and Jesus, they will help us.
Songbirds sing. belong to the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I know who I am, I know God's plan, I follow Him in faith. I believe in the Savior Jesus Christ, I'll honor His name, I'll do what is right.